Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Night, each and every show we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. And I guarantee Bob was glued to this news conference today, because it really was a news conference, even though Hillary called it, because finally we got some answers about these emails, and people cannot get enough of this story. So, Bob, first of all, what did you think of what she had to say at the press conference?
Well, by the way, Kate, I was glued 5 days ago. I've been waiting for this. Lanny Davis, who I do personally know, I happen to know he really encouraged her, get out there and say something. You know, he worked for President Clinton. But I thought she did okay. She just really should have gotten out front on this thing personally, not Twittering, not a statement, but out front on it. Now, the Republicans under Congressman Gowdy, they said, well, you know, we want access to her private emails. We want access to her private server. So they're going to dog this issue, but they really don't have the right to have that access. But I've got to tell you, she waited so long. It's making people think, well, what was there? You know, why did she wait this amount of time? So this has got some legs.
Yeah, you know, it's so strange, too. She said that it was the convenience of not having to use two personal devices while she was Secretary of State. She said, and I love this part, she said, you know, looking back, it would have been better if I had simply used a second email account and carried a second phone. But at the time, this just didn't seem like an issue. What was very strange about this, and I guess it's because, like you said, the encouragement, you know, Davis telling her to get out there and other people, I'm sure, she was, like, constantly reading from notes. And I mean, it was like sharks. There was so much media there. It looked like, it looked like Super Bowl media day. It was crazy how many people were screaming things at her and leaning in, although I'm not shocked by that. And here was the other key thing. She kept saying she followed all federal rules and regulations and that every email message related to official business was preserved and turned over to the government. And as you said, you know, asking for the emails, here's the thing, Gowdy asking for the emails. I mean, that's going to take months to go through that, isn't it?
Oh, months and months. And, you know, members of Congress won't tell you this. I'm a former member, but no member of Congress has to turn over one single email to one single constituent, by the way. I mean, they are cloaked tighter than Fort Knox. So, you know, the congressmen are like, you got to turn yours over. Well, you don't if you're in Congress, that's for sure. And you can use a private email to do your business. So I just find it kind of ironic. But the executive rules are different. But I must say, and I am not a Hillary basher by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm sitting there going, wow, you know, she lives in a different era.
Yeah.
If people are starting to tell their age, in a sense, people like myself, you know, I'll be 61. I lived in a different era. And I would have answered the same way. Well, you know, I should have used to, but I like having one email, you know, just the way it goes. And, yes, it was like sharks in the water. Plus, I'm sorry, but when she says, you know, there's communication between me and Bill Clinton on there, her husband, then people are really wanting to know what's going on.
Boy, no kidding. Does this help Senator Elizabeth Warren, who some people are really pressing to get into the race? Because we just assume Hillary's got it, that, you know, this is hers to take if she officially runs, which we know she wants to do desperately. I mean, how much does this hurt her in the race for the White House?
Well, in the general election, I argue it doesn't hurt her at all. First of all, Jeb Bush turned over only what he had to, and let's see his private email system, you know.
Yeah.
Scott Walker is under some type of legal problem with his emails. So in the general election, if it's Walker or Bush, which I think it'll be one of the two, she doesn't have a problem. This vanishes. But right now, she has a problem. If Elizabeth Warren would say, okay, I'm running, woo. Then Hillary Clinton cannot make one more mistake. Now, one saving grace she has, the Republicans, if they take her to that committee, which they said they're going to do twice, once for the emails and once for Benghazi, I mean, Benghazi's dead and buried. The issue, you know, the political side of it is finished, but they're trying to breathe life into it. So here's Hillary Clinton in emails. But if they bring her and they just beat up on her because she is Hillary Clinton, a Democratic person running for the White House, I think she scores points if the Republicans do that. But wow. If Elizabeth Warren would announce today she's running, wow.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, be crazy, wouldn't it? And then two women running against each other on the Democratic side would be also, I think, something that people would talk about. All right, this, I'm sure you were chomping at the bit to talk about this. What was the scoop with the 47 Republican senators on Monday? They sent an open letter addressed to the leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they declare that any nuclear agreement with President Obama could be reversed by the next president. They're saying that by the stroke of the pen. So, hey, go with that, but you know what? That could be reversed. So was this just going after Obama? Was this just saying, listen, no more of this? Is this that whole executive action or behind our back or you're not using Congress kind of thing?
Oh, this was outrageous. I mean, I sympathize with Joe Biden, and just for purposes of disclosure, I was involved in third-party talks with Biden, his staff, et cetera, over the years on the Iran issue for both the Clinton administration and the Bush administration. And I also lived in Iran in 1978. So, you know, I've got a lot of different opinions on it. However, looking at this issue, this will be comparable if, in fact, George Bush was thinking about invading Iraq at the time, and the Republicans wrote a letter to Saddam Hussein and said, don't worry about any of this because, you know, we might have a new president in 2 years. So, you know, what he does is not going to really be effective. It's outrageous, Kate, what they have done. They've actually, by the way, helped President Obama because the 47 Republicans are in tune with the ultra-right-wing conservative theocratic mullahs that don't want a deal, that want to continue to go towards a bomb. So that's... they don't differ, the 47 of them.
Wow.
Outrageous, though, to do this. Seriously, I don't care who the president is, to take this unprecedented step is absolutely outrageous. And, of course, look, Senator Cotton, what's he do within 24 hours? He's in a private, off-the-record meeting with the biggest weapon manufacturers on the face of the earth. That's what he's doing, by the way.
Oh, yeah, and there was no disclosure
on
that.
Can you talk fundraisers? Can you talk fundraisers?
Yeah, that's a big fundraiser, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, it's so fascinating what's happening and how this is all moving into the direction of 2016. I mean, it seems like we're light years away from it, but actually we're really not when in the world of politics. And, you know,
right.
You talked about Jeb Bush at the top and the emails and what he, you know, what about his personal emails and what he would disclose. You and I have talked about this before, but I just find it so incredibly fascinating, everything that I've read and what I know from covering the Bushes and the Clintons myself. Is it really going to come down to Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, Bob? I mean, you've done these campaigns. You've seen it. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's the deal. It's going to be Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, and you've got Jeb Bush, who just right now looks so lazy. I mean, he looks so unattached, and he's doing the same old blah, blah, blah. And friends of mine get mad at me, and they say, well, why don't you pick on the Clintons versus the Bushes? How come the Bushes are in worse shape? I said, it's because, you know, the Clintons have a little bit more Teflon than the Bushes have. But I think it might boil down to Clinton versus Bush. I really honestly do.
Yeah, I still do, too. I still think that's what's going to happen. All right, always fun with you, Bob. Thanks for coming on. Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes.
So finally, as we talked about with Bob Ney, Hillary Clinton calls the press conference that everybody's waiting for. I was really actually surprised at how quickly that ended up turning around. However, you know that there were a lot of talking points that were discussed. There were other people involved in how they, you know, how Hillary was going to present this. And I wanted you to hear a little bit of what went down at the United Nations on Tuesday. Check it out.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. So I'm certainly well aware of the classification requirements and did not send classified material.
All right, so she says she didn't send any classified material. That was it. And, you know, throughout her conversation with reporters, if you want to call it that, she mentioned that there were things that had to be, there were regulations that were not skirted, and that if they wanted to know what the regulations were, and in complying with the regulations, somebody could provide that for them, meaning the reporters who were asking all the questions. So it was very, in one way, it was very strange because it seemed, it's just so stilted. It, you know, she was obviously not very comfortable, but this was, you know, this was the whole email thing that she had to address. It would have been so much smarter to jump on this immediately. And, you know, now it's interesting because, by the way, she has two phones, not just one. She's got two phones. So what I'm really wondering is whether or not Senator Warren will run, if Elizabeth Warren will jump all over this and see this as kind of, or people around her will see this as kind of an opportunity that, hey, maybe a door is still open here because Hillary is looking like there might be a little chink in her armor, or this could just be another bump on the, you know, in the road to becoming president for Hillary Clinton. Either way, we're certainly not done with the whole email history and all that kind of stuff. And of course, Republicans jumped all over this and said, you know what? This is just the same old history of misleading Americans. This is what we expect, you know? And do we really want to trust that Clinton is going to share relevant emails and that the process of vetting the emails is thorough and unbiased? Is this going to be what it should have been? Because guess what? As Daryl Issa, who has no love lost for Hillary Clinton, I mean zero, the California congressman said, look, she's got a history of misleading people. She has a history of doing that. So do we really believe that we can put this to rest? No, we can't put it to rest without a thorough forensic examination of the email server and an unbiased independent review of the records in question. And South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy, who Bob Ney referred to, who's the chairman of the House Select Committee, who's, by the way, investigating the Benghazi attacks, said the panel is going to definitely subpoena the former First Lady for two rounds of testimony. And so they're going to ask her about the email. They're going to ask her about the personal email. Because Gowdy says that, if anything, she created more questions than answers, and we have no choice but to call her to come in twice. Wow. So was this typical Clinton? Was this spin, avoid question, use certain words, and just get out of there? Just get out of it. Well, it's been 2 years since she's done a press conference. I mean, she is the presumed Democratic candidate for the White House in 2016. And she says that most of her correspondence went to employees using government addresses and that those were automatically preserved, so there shouldn't be a problem. She said that the State Department provided her with, you know, they have all of her emails that could possibly be work-related for archiving purposes. And the big thing is that she was hanging her hat on is, I saw it as a matter of convenience. I saw it as a convenience. And now looking back, I think that it might have been smarter to have those two devices from the beginning. So I'll say it again. The attack is not going away, and especially now she's going to be called, subpoenaed twice. And I can only imagine that she's going to go to both of those. And so then this becomes a security concern. Because what could possibly have been hacked into? And I don't know, does this dent her front runner status on the Democratic side? I mean, we talked about that a lot yesterday. You know, she took, I counted this, and I did this on purpose because I wanted to see how long she would take questions. If you remember Chris Christie during Bridgegate, he was so defensive and so uptight about Bridgegate and so unhinged. I mean, he answered questions from reporters. Now, granted, he's the governor of New Jersey and is constantly talking to reporters and being followed by reporters, and he's in the throes of it. But he answered questions for, geez, an hour and a half. For Clinton, she took 9 questions from reporters. And the problem was, it was like she had these talking points, but they really weren't her talking points. Like maybe she had, and of course she would have discussed it with a bunch of people. What are we saying? What am I coming out with here? Here's how I feel, blah, blah, blah. So it was like she was kind of contradicting herself in a couple of moments when she was doing that. You know, when she made her opening statement, she said, I chose not to keep my private personal emails, and said that no one wants their personal emails made public. But then when she was questioned a bunch of times about it, she admitted that the private server contained personal communications from her husband and her, and that the server would remain private. And she says, you know, look, she separated them. She said that I took an unprecedented steps to make sure that these work-related emails, that they're going to be in the public domain. But see, that automatically creates doubt. Ooh, and also intrigue. Well, geez, what were those personal emails about? That they should be kept private? And what was the correspondence about with Bill Clinton or, you know, whoever?
So some Democrats, you know, we know the Republicans, of course, this is a thing to jump on, but some Democrats supported her move to talk to reporters, and then others said, no, this is worse. It just raises more questions about this two email account thing and what is the device, and, you know, it just makes you automatically go to that place of what's there. Now, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill said she thought that the email fiasco is going to subside. So she thinks, like I do, eventually this goes away, but still is something that can come up when there's debates or when she's out traveling around and talking to people. And so she's going to take some more, I think, incoming fire over this. But you know what? I mean, hasn't that been what's happened the whole way with Hillary Clinton, whether it was Whitewater, whether it was the blue dress and Monica Lewinsky, whether it was Benghazi, and now this situation with the emails. And they're releasing 850 pages of the emails Clinton turned over last year. They're going to release them. Because Elijah Cummings and four other Democrats on that committee asked the State Department to do that. Just put them out there, no problem. But there's 55,000 pages of documents Benghazi related that the public, you know, will be able to see the first 850 pages, but there's 55,000 pages. So imagine what this next round is going to look like. What's that going to look like if they're pouring over more and then want the personal ones combined? I think it's going to take a very long time to compile all that, so that's not happening overnight. So the question is, you know, Clinton handing over her emails was forced to do that. She was forced to do that. So that's the bottom, you know, that's the bottom line. That 55,000 had to be handed over. It's not because, oh, yeah, I just want everybody to know what's going on there. And I think that's what it is. I think that it doesn't, I don't know that it resolves the issue by her holding the press conference. It just doesn't feel like it is. And so she's going to get called a couple of times over the Benghazi thing, over the emails and all that sort of stuff. And guarantee that is not going to be easy sledding. There's no question about it. And I think there's going to be calls to release the server, to really have that independent arbiter go in and look at that forensically, but they don't want that to happen. So there are certainly more questions that were raised than answers. Hey, if you want to sound off, you can, 855-266-5283. On the flip side, Saturday Night Live had a little fun with this whole Hillary Clinton thing. Now that we've seen her press conference, how about the fake press conference? That's next.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And now a message from Hillary Clinton.
Good evening. Hello. Hello. I'm Hillary Clinton. Tonight I'm speaking to you not as Secretary of State or as a senator or as a first lady, but as a relatable woman on a couch. Hello. Recently, it was revealed that while I was Secretary of State, I did not use a government email. I used a personal one, leading many to believe I was hiding scandalous or incriminating emails. And to those people, I'd like to say, nice try. Those emails are clean as a whistle. This is not how Hillary Clinton goes down. I mean, what did you think my email said? Hi, it's Hillary. I really screwed up on Benghazi today. Please. I wasn't born yesterday. I was born 67 years ago, and I have been planning on being president ever since. There will be no mistakes in my rise to the top if I decide to run. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I might not. As you can see, I'm just relaxing at home. To prove I've done nothing wrong, I've ordered the State Department to release every email I ever sent while in office. So, go ahead. Read them. You won't find Jack Rodham squat. My work emails are professional, and my emails with friends are innocent and fun. Like this one, a friend wrote to me, "Hey girl, Still up for a movie tonight? I heard that new Bradley Cooper one is hot. What do you want to see? And I responded with, I want to see myself as President of the United States of America. See? Just fun woman talk. And in emails to Bill, the only thing you'll dig up is a little bit of mature romance. Take a look at this sexy email I sent him on our anniversary. Dear sir or madam, congratulations on your continued marital success. I would like to schedule a sit-down at your earliest convenience. Regards, the office of Hillary Clinton. But I'm not stopping at email. You want to check my Netflix? Go ahead. Nothing to hide. Every day I watch House of Cards from start to finish. I jog in place while watching it like I'm in a Rocky training montage. You want to see my private Instagram account? Sure. You'll find nothing but fun, innocent, carefree pics. Here I am having a blast on a roller coaster. Here's me soaking up some sun. Just a fun beach babe contemplating what her first 10,000 moves as president would be. If I run, who knows? I am. But if after all this people still want someone like Elizabeth Warren to run instead, God bless Elizabeth, Lizzie. I love you, girl. We need more women like you. But it's not your time. My time. I have wanted to be president since before I was born. You think I'm joking? Here's the proof. I was a little off on the year, but who can blame me? My brain was just a little speck. What a relatable laugh. And finally, tonight, I want to address that pesky media who's really crawling up and under that skin of mine. Camera 2, zoom in. I have survived everything that's been thrown at me. Benghazi, Whitewater, the blue dress, having the maiden name Rod Ham. And none of that destroyed me. Music in. So after this little blip, I shall rise again from the ashes like a phoenix, nay, like a Hillary Clinton. And I will ascend to the high office of president and claim my rightful place in history. If I choose to run, I don't know. I don't know. I'm so iffy on the whole thing. And live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
All right, I thought that was a pretty funny bit, and based on how much everybody is just bagging on Hillary Clinton, you know, after Saturday Night Live, I guess, yeah, maybe we better up that timetable. And there's just no, I don't know, there's just no plausible excuse for this, I guess, and so it's very easy for the Republicans, as I said before, to jump on it. And, of course, if I was an advisor, I would say, yeah, I mean, there's a lane. She created the lane. She just should have admitted, she admitted she used official email and for personal account for convenience, but imagine everybody that's in the government. Think of the people on the Hill and the president himself who has a government address and all of the freakouts over the possibility of being hacked into, which, oh yeah, Ed Snowden did say. Remember the State Department emails? So, you know, the opting for convenience thing is pretty tough. And I, you know, even the, she had an iPad and that wasn't certified as secure. And I don't know, Secretary of State, boy, that's pretty high up there in the government. So this was another big, I don't know, it's a big mistake. That's what I would call it. It's a big mistake. Of course, things can happen. And is it just that she's from a different generation and not thinking that? Like, yeah, you know, convenience, whatever. I have one email address. What's the big deal? So whether it takes her down or not, she certainly makes it interesting. There's no question about it. It is not smooth sailing. And she is the person, whether you're listening to me and you really like Hillary Clinton or you're listening to me and you don't like Hillary Clinton. It's funny because I've said this many, many times, but there is no doubt. If you want to compare two women in politics, Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton, who are very, very different, do have that one thing in common. People either really embrace Sarah Palin or they really can't stand Sarah Palin. And it's the same with Hillary Clinton, that personality-wise and things that happen in trips or bumps in different ways have that one similarity, that grain of similarity between them. Coming up on America Tonight, funny or unfunny in our next segment. Not funny is what's happening in the stock market. You know, it is like legalized gambling. We know that you're standing at the craps table. It's been kind of a rocky up and down ride lately. So stocks dumped, giving the S&P on Tuesday their biggest decline in 2 months. And this was because, see, it's all about negative news. It was all because of the Federal Reserve saying they might raise the rates as soon as June. So the Fed worrying pushed the dollar to a 12-year peak against the euro. And then that adds that concern that we're going to start talking about again, the dollar and what is it going to do? Where is it going to go? And then Friday's jobs report, you know, was stronger than they actually suspected. So they, you know, so we've seen now you go from kind of up the plane and then down the plane. And that, you know, this is what happens. And certainly when blue chip companies, you know, they report their income, and when they do the earnings reports, that's where you see things tank too as well. Like, for example, Urban Outfitters. You've heard of probably Urban Outfitters. That jumped up almost 12%. So that was a huge gain. That was a big gain. That wasn't a toss in the opposite direction. But then you had shares of a thing called IDT Corporation that dropped 21.2%. And that was, you know, to $16.30. That's a day after it released results. So not good. So the S&P 500, and what you need to know, you might have a 401k or you're like a squirrel and you have a few nuts thrown in that bag there, posted 5 new 52-week highs and 15 new lows. The NASDAQ has recorded 44 new highs and 87 new lows. It just means if only we had a crystal ball and we could read the tables oh so well, then maybe it would be a little bit different when we're looking at the stock market. But because, I mean, to me, what's so crazy is earnings reports, what's happening in the world, some catastrophic, unbelievable thing happens and tank, tank, tank. It's very easy for news to go in a, it's very easy for news to tank things in a different direction on the street. You know, it's like I always wonder, boy, there's people that are chomping at the bit to short stocks or have other things happen. So that's what they're counting on. That's what they're looking at. And then you have tax season upon us, and you have the Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who would like to be and certainly is on that short presidential list for the Republicans. And he's the latest guy to come up with a tax plan that would make a lot of tax accountants really upset, because his plan would get rid of all investment taxes and narrow the income tax rates. He's talked about this now the last couple of weeks to two. One at 15% for couples making less than $150,000. Does that sound reasonable? And the other at $35,000 for couples making more than $150,000. Just make it across the board. Slash corporate tax rates to 25%. I agree with that. That would bring more corporations back. And I like the idea, because I'm all about a flat tax anyway. I think this is part of the problem. The IRS has become such a big machine, and the tax code is impeding so many people, especially the middle class. It's stalling people. It's not helping people. It seems almost like a scam that they don't get their act together. The deductions are all over the place. So how about giving us that one rate, a better rate? Funny or unfunny, on the flip side.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I gotta tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Turns for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So, new segment that I thought would be fun that we'll throw in once in a while, and it's called Funny or Unfunny. You know, I think humor is a personal thing. A lot of things that I find very, very funny, the people around me don't find quite as funny. And this was inspired by Jack calling in and talking about Jeff Dunham and the dummy and me saying, oh, there's some funny things that he's done and he was funny. And Matt saying that he couldn't believe I thought he was funny because he didn't think he was funny at all. He thought he was unfunny. So Matt Johnson, the technical maestro of America Tonight, joins us. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
So here's a good one for you because this is, I'll tell you after I say it, but funny or unfunny clowns?
I'd say no. I've never really gotten the point of it, I guess. I would definitely say not funny.
Not funny. I would say not funny either. Even, I mean, they don't... I know people that think clowns are scary. They just think they're creepy. I have two friends that think they're creepy, and one's a guy and one's a woman, but I don't have any feelings like that. But even when I was a kid, we went to Ringling Brothers or... you know, some other circus here and there. And I don't know. They ran around with the horns and the red nose and did silly things, but I didn't think they were funny even as a kid.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did either. I don't remember ever being a...
I don't know,
being into that or watching TV shows about them. What was it, Bozo had a TV show?
Yeah.
I think, out of WGN.
And clowns are still... Listen, clowns are still popular. People hire them for parties. If you go to any kind of a rodeo thing or you tear on the tube and you see the National Rodeo, whatever it is, in Las Vegas, they're clowns. They have clowns in all over the place. I mean... There are people who make a living doing that, a good living, but I don't get it. I don't get the clown thing. Absolutely not. All right, how about this? TV comedy sitcoms with a laugh track. Oh, the forced laugh. So think about it, from Friends back in the day to now, any current sitcom.
Well, the different thing with that is a lot of them started going on that... there's a name for it, but I can't remember the name for it. The platform, The Office, was kind of one of the first shows to do it, where they had the cameras where it's just direct. It's more like shot like a reality show almost.
Yeah.
You know, like Modern Family, The Office, shows like that. And those don't have the laugh track on them. The only one I can think of now that's popular that has it is Big Bang Theory. And I'm not... the hugest fan of that. I don't think that's a funny show. It's entertaining enough, but I wouldn't say it's funny, I guess, if you want to go down that route. But I think there's still, like, I was a big Seinfeld fan. I said, I'd say Friends was pretty entertaining, not the funniest show on the planet. It's not one that had me, like, laughing out loud, but I don't know. What do you think?
I think I agree with you. The Friends didn't make me laugh out loud. There were some kind of clever one-liners moments in it. I saw bits and pieces of it because everybody watched it. I liked Seinfeld, but it wasn't like hysterically bone, you know, I'm just laughing hysterically. No, it wasn't like that either. And maybe it's because I like satirical comedy better.
Right.
And the subtle things that some people don't even get or don't even look at that are funny to me, pop culture references that are weaved in that you'd have to be on top of certain things to know. So I agree. I think so, absolutely. And they used to always have the laugh tracks under all of them.
They did. And now I'm just, like, trying to think of the shows that I think are funny that I watch a lot. Like, It's Always Sunny and then Broad City's another one. Those don't have laugh tracks in them, so.
No. No, you have to get it. That's the idea. It's just like, boom, it's like comedy. It's almost like stage comedy, absolutely. All right, so here's another one, and this is always big for late-night people. I'm going to say, funny or unfunny, Jimmy Fallon. Philadelphia Magazine did a whole piece on Jimmy Fallon just not being funny, that he's not a good actor, he's not a good interviewer, and he has terrible ideas. He doesn't have an original thought in his head. And then there was another thing that came out, and this was recently, the Fallon thing, the Philly Magazine, but there was another thing that came out that said, can we admit that Jimmy Fallon, well, kind of sucks? And they also said that he can be charming and all that kind of stuff, but he's just not that funny. So Jimmy Fallon, funny or unfunny?
I have a buddy of mine that is obsessed with Jimmy Fallon. And I do not get it. I think he's a pretty decent entertainer. And I think as far as what he's doing right now, it's working. But I don't think it's anything that is, I don't know, it's entertainment. It's not funny. It's not strictly like comedy, I would say. But it's like the games he does with the people, his guests that he has on. Some of those are, like, entertaining. I don't think they ever end up being really funny, though, but I think it's entertainment.
Yeah, it's entertainment. I agree with you. I don't think it's laugh-out-loud funny. I think Jimmy Kimmel is a little funnier.
I think Jimmy Kimmel
for me,
does,
for my taste.
Right, stuff that makes you laugh. And I think,
you
know, with Stephen Colbert taking over for Letterman, he'll probably be another one that might go a little further in the comedy genre.
Yeah, there's a difference there.
I mean, I wouldn't beg on him as Jimmy Fallon as a host. I think he's all right doing that, but I don't think it's more of a, he's more of a placeholder, director of traffic with all of his skits and gigs, but it's not, like, funny.
Yep, I agree, absolutely. He does some things well, but it's not funny. How about this is a woman everybody has an opinion on, and she gets everyone on her shows, and the Hollywood loves her, politicians love her, and people want to be on her show because she has such a big audience, Ellen DeGeneres, funny or unfunny?
I don't really know because I've never really watched her show.
Have you seen anything of Ellen DeGeneres's?
Nothing that's really memorable, to be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I remember she hosted, what was it, the Oscars or the Emmys or something recently.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you. I don't really have an opinion, I guess, because I'm not informed enough to have one on Ellen DeGeneres.
All right. I would say, I know some people that actually worked for Ellen DeGeneres, but that doesn't, you know, color my opinion either way. I think she does in a different way, like Kimmel, some clever, clever things. I've seen a little bit. I don't know as well. I haven't watched constantly, but she does some very clever things.
I think her time slot, though, is so different because
yes.
I mean, when you're in your daytime talk show, it's such a different demographic
yes.
and a different
women.
Genre, too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's one that sometimes people find funny, and it still has been around forever. They do it at state fairs. People do it for different reasons, but the pie in the face prank.
No.
Yeah. I just had a huge, we just had a huge go-around at something I was at this nonprofit board thing where somebody wanted to do a pie in the face, and people immediately shot it down and said it was stupid and it wasn't funny, and, you know, they just, didn't think it was good. They thought it wasn't funny. It wasn't at all. How about this? You know, some people like, you have friends that are the one-liner person. Everything they say is one line, and they won't stop. And I know some people, I have one friend in particular, he's like the pun meister. Everything has turned into a pun. Do you think puns are funny, or when someone constantly has that little thing that they do, that tick?
I find it incredibly annoying. There's one of my sister's old boyfriend's father-in-law's, if you can go that far out, was that person who had something to say about everything, and it's just infuriating to me, and it's a lot of those things too aren't even someone's own material. It's just things they've heard from other people that they steal. Like if you have something to say that's funny and quippy that you make up yourself, that's one thing, but just like this, the constant one line and everything that you have to comment on, I don't get it.
Yeah, I have a friend like that too. That one liner, not so much the puns, but the one liner, and it's every single time, and I can only take so much of it, and then I'm just too tired after it. All right, I love it. Funny or
harsh critics.
Funny, yeah. Maybe we are really cynical, Matt. Wow.
I don't know. You got to work for my laugh. You got to work for it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to work for mine, too. There's no question about it. Although Don sent me something and says, Ellen DeGeneres is funny. She's very creative. Hey, thanks for listening.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.